Is Christian Science of the same lineage as spiritualism or theosophy? Science is not susceptible of being held as a mere theory. It is hoary with time. It takes hold of eternity, voices the infinite, and governs the universe. No greater opposites can be conceived of, physically, morally, and spiritually, than Christian Science, spiritualism, and theosophy. Science and health has effected a revolution in the minds of thinkers on the subject of mediumship, and given impulse to reason and revelation, goodness and virtue. A theory may be sound in spots and sparkle like a diamond, while other parts of it have no luster. Christian Science is sound in every part. It is neither warped nor misconceived when properly demonstrated. If a spiritualist medium understood the science of mind healing, he would know that between those who have and those who have not passed the transition called death, there can be no interchange of consciousness, and that all sensible phenomena are merely subjective states of mortal mind. Theosophy is a corruption of Judaism. This corruption had a renewal in the Neoplatonic philosophy, but it sprang from the Oriental philosophy of Brahmanism and blends with its magic and enchantments. Theosophy is no more allied to Christian Science than the odor of the upas tree is to the sweet breath of springtide, or the brilliant coruscations of the northern sky are to solar heat and light. Is Christian Science from beneath and not from above? Hear the words of our Master. Go ye into all the world, heal the sick, cast out devils. Christian scientists, perhaps more than any other religious sect, are obeying these commands. And the injunctions are not confined to Jesus' students in that age, but they extend to this age, to as many as shall believe on him. The demand and example of Jesus were not from beneath. Are frozen dogmas, persistent persecution, and the doctrine of eternal damnation from above? Are the dews of divine truth falling on the sick and sinner to heal them from beneath? By their fruits ye shall know them. Reading my books without prejudice would convince all that their purpose is right. The comprehension of my teachings would enable anyone to prove these books to be filled with blessings for the whole human family. Fatiguing Bible translations and voluminous commentaries are employed to explain and prop old creeds, and they have the civil and religious arms in their defense. Then why should not these be equally extended to support the Christianity that heals the sick? The notions of personality to be found in creeds are far more mystic than mind healing. It is no easy matter to believe there are three persons in one person, and that one person is cast out of another person. these conceptions of deity and devil presuppose an impotent God and an incredible Satan.